弟兄姊妹们早晨好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
好吧，我们请翻开圣经，我们来读一段神的话。
Would you please open your Bible? Shall we first read a passage of God's word?
旧约圣经以西结书第一章。
Old Testament, the book of Ezekiel, chapter 1.
旧约圣经以西结书第一章第一节到第三节。
The book of Ezekiel in Old Testament, chapter 1, verse 1 to
3. 第一节，当三十年四月初五日，以西结在加巴鲁河边被掳的人中，天就开了。得见神的异象。
Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the fourth month, on the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river Kibar, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God.
正是约雅敬王被掳去第五年四月初五日。
On the fifth day of the month, which was in the fifth year of King Jehoiakim's captivity.
在加勒底人之地加巴鲁河边，耶和华的话特特临到布西的儿子祭司以西结，耶和华的灵降在他身上。
The word of the Lord came expressly to Ezekiel, the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Kibar, and the hand of the Lord was upon me there.
好吧，我们再低头有点祷告。
Please bow your heads. Let's have a further word of prayer.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you and we praise you.
是你的恩典和爱把我们今天早晨又召集在你的面前。
It is your love and grace that have once again gathered us together this morning.
求你借着你儿子的宝血来接近我们。
We ask that through your Son's precious blood, cleanse us.
使我们可以坦然无惧地站在你的面前。
So that we can stand and come before you boldly.
使我们能够把我们心中的赞美、感谢和荣耀都归给你。
We just want to offer to you all the thanksgiving, praises, and worship unto you.
和我们的主耶稣基督。
As well as our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他实在是配的。
For worthy is he indeed.
巴不得你也借着你的圣灵
It may be also through your Holy Spirit
来帮助我们每一个人
Help each one of us
把你的话语讲在我们每个人的心里面
Speak your word into each one of our heart
让我们在这里可以见到你的荣耀
So right here we can see your glory
这样的祷告乃是奉你儿子耶稣基督宝贵的名
In your precious Son's name, Jesus Christ, we ask and pray. Amen.
Amen. 我们今天生活在一个历史的转折点。
Today we live right in the very turning point of our history.
2000年之久的恩典时代就要结束了。
The age of grace, which is about 2000 years, is about to end.
信耶稣的永生的福音很快就会没有了。
And the gospel that believing in Jesus and you receive the eternal life will soon conclude also.
得救的机会就没有，就很快就没有了。
And then the very chance for you to be saved will soon be finished.
那么接下来的呢
？And what comes next is?
那是一千年的国度时代。
It's a thousand years of the millennial kingdom.
耶稣要在地上掌权。
And Jesus will reign on the earth.
他要用公义，要用公义来管理这个世界。
He will rule over the world in righteousness.
圣经说，在这两个世代的这个过渡期。
And the Bible teaches that the transition period between these two ages.
将有越来越多的天灾人祸。
We'll see more and more natural or man-made disasters.
那些迷惑人的事，那些是非很难分辨的事情。
All those deceiving and devious things which you cannot tell right from wrong.
也会越来越多。
Will happen more and more.
那么基督徒呢
and Christians,
我们的爱心也会渐渐的冷淡。
Our love will grow cold gradually.
这是一个非常艰难、非常黑暗的事情。
So this is a very difficult, a very dark age.
我想在这样的时候啊，神的儿女们。
And as God's children in this period of time,
特别需要有信心、有盼望、有爱。
Especially need faith, love, hope, and love.
可是呢，我们把兴旺爱讲多了，听多了。
But after we have been talking so much about or hearing so much about this faith, hope, and love,
那就好像是只是一些头脑的知识。
It has become head knowledge to us alone.
我讲多了的话，好像就成了个空的口号了。
And if we keep talking about this, it seems to become an empty slogan.
除非哈。
Unless.
除非我想我们大家都会同意，除非我们每个人都看见了神。
Unless, as I believe, all will agree that we have seen our God.
我想那就不一样了。
And then I think this would be so different.
因为神是我们信心的那个实底，那个确据。
Because God is the very substance of our faith.
他也是我们盼望的对象。
And He is the very object of our hope.
也是我们爱的那个泉源。
And also the very fountain of our love.
但是神是个灵啊。
But God is spirit.
我们眼睛是看不见的。
And we cannot see Him with our physical eyes.
所以我们能够真正看见的是神的荣耀。
So what we can actually behold is the glory of God.
所以看见荣耀，看见神的荣耀就是看见神。
So as we see the glory of God, then we see God Himself.
那今天呢，我们就要一起来分享啊，荣耀。
So today we will fellowship together on glory.
什么是神的荣耀
？What is God's glory?
如何看见神的荣耀，如何得着神的荣耀
？And how can we behold God's glory? And how can we gain God's glory?
那么刚才我们念的这几三节的圣经呢
？The verse, three verses we just read.
记载的是旧约的一位先知，他的名字叫以西结。
Record this prophet in Old Testament whose name is Ezekiel.
有一天
，And one day，
突然天向他开了。
All of a sudden, the heavens were opened to him.
然后神的灵降在他的身上，他看见了神的异象。
The hand of the Lord was upon him, and Ezekiel saw God's vision.
他看见了神的荣耀。
He saw God's glory.
大家知不知道当时以西结看见神的荣耀的那个时代背景是什么
？Do you know the historical background when Ezekiel saw God's glory?
知道吗？那个时候以色列整个民族正处在那个灭亡的边缘。
Do you know that at that time the whole nation of Israel was right at the verge of being totally destroyed?
准确是亡国的边缘啊。
We should say it more accurately, it's the kingdom of Israel.
以色列当时被分裂成为南国和北国。
And Israel at that time was divided into the northern and southern kingdom.
北国早就已经灭亡了。
At this time, the Northern Kingdom had already been destroyed.
那么南国呢？剩下了
the Southern Kingdom.
剩下了最后的七年时间。
It had the last remaining 7 years left.
那么在这段时间的里面
，And during this period of time,
耶路撒冷啊，被巴比伦的大军围困了整整三年时间。
The city of Jerusalem was besieged by the Babylonian armies for three whole years.
所以可以想象得到，在当时在耶路撒冷的城里边的那个样子。
So you could imagine the condition in Jerusalem in those days.
那完全是极度的混乱。
It's a complete chaos.
到处都是饥荒、哀哭和死亡。
Every place you see famine, crying, and death.
而且历史告诉我们说，还有人吃人的现象发生，因为被围起来没有吃的嘛。
And as history testifies that because the whole city was besieged and they had no food, so man started eating man.
当然，我们知道后来城被攻破了，那么所罗门所建的那个圣殿被彻底的毁灭了。
And we also know eventually the walls were broken down and the Solomon's temple was completely.destroyed.
以色列人整个民族就彻底的成了亡国奴。
So the whole Israelites now became bond slaves without a country.
在这样的灾难的里面。
And this, in this calamity.
你知道以色列人他们一直在问为什么？
Do you know that Israelites always ask this one question?
为什么我们会遭此灭顶之灾？
Why did we such a disaster of being total annihilation has now come to us?
神呢？神在哪里啊？
Where is God?
大家还记不记得911啊？美国911发生的时候的情形？
Do you recall the scene when the September 11 happened?
那个时候我们听到多少为什么，到处都有人在问为什么会发生这样的事。
At that time, we heard so many people asking, why did such a thing happen?
为什么几千无辜的人这么就死去了，里面还有很多是基督徒。
Why is it that thousands of people just died, among them were many Christians?
美国不是基督教的国家吗？神不是应该是看顾保守他们的吗？
Isn't America a Christian country? Then God should be watching over and preserve them.
当时以色列的长老多次的坐在以西结的面前，就是想要问为什么。
And in those days, many times Israelite elders sat before Ezekiel and they also asked the same question.
他们想要借着以西结问神，究竟为什么会发生这样的事情。
They want to ask God through Ezekiel and why such a thing happened to us.
大家知道以西结之前，以西结书之前那本书叫耶利米哀歌，对不对？你可以把你圣经翻开就看到。
The book right before Ezekiel is Lamentations.
啊，是先知耶利米写的。
Written by the prophet Jeremiah.
当时耶利米就是在耶路撒冷的城内。
At that time, Jeremiah was right in the Jerusalem.
他在极度的混乱之中，他写下了这个哀歌。
And in this exceedingly chaotic situation, he wrote this Lamentations.
他的那个哀歌中这样写道，
And this is how he wrote in Lamentations.
他说我眼中流泪以致失明，
My eyes fell with tears.
以至于失明啊。我心肠扰乱，肝胆涂地，
My heart is troubled, my bile is poured on the ground.
都因为以色列的民遭毁灭，
Because of the destruction of the daughter of my people, 2:11.
大家知不知道耶利米在的哀歌第一个字，原文中的第一个字是什么？
Do you know, in the original language, the very first word in this book is
why? 为什么？
Why?
所以说耶利米哀歌曾经啊，在圣经里边，它的名字不叫耶利米哀歌，叫做为什么？
That's why, the book of Lamentations in the Bible once was called why.
这就是当时耶利米啊，那个以西结看见异象的时代背景。
And this is the historical background when Ezekiel saw visions.
那么以西结个人的情形呢？
As to Ezekiel himself.
以西结看见第一次看见异象的那一天。
The very first day when Ezekiel saw the visions the first time.
我们这讲的是三十年哈，有人猜测正好是以西结的生日的那一天。三十岁的生日那天。
Here the verse says the 30th year. Some people think this is the 30th birthday of Ezekiel when he was 30 years old.
按照律法啊，三十岁正好是在圣，应该是在圣殿里边正式做祭司的年龄。
According to the law, 30 years old is the time when if you're a priest, you start serving the Lord in the temple.
那么以西结呢，他出生于祭司的家庭，他从小就训练要做祭司的。
Ezekiel was born into a priestly family. Ever since youth, he was trained to be a priest.
可是现在这个时候以西结在哪里？
But where is Ezekiel at this time?
他已经被掳到巴比伦啊五年了。
He was captured to Babylon and it had been 5 years.
他是犹大南国是被三次啊分三次被掳的，他是第二次被掳到巴比伦的。
There were three waves of deportation and captivity, and Ezekiel was there, the second wave.
那么这个时候呢，他正好是在巴比伦被掳地的加巴鲁的河边在做奴工。
And right here he was working as a slave by the river Kibar.
当然再也不可能回到耶路撒冷去做祭司了。
Of course, no longer would be.Possible for him to go back to Jerusalem to be a priest once again.
大家知道吗？一个一生都在预备要做侍奉神的人。
Can you imagine this? A person who has been prepared all his life to be a priest.
这时候他再也不能够服侍神了，他应该是非常失落的。
Now at this time, he isn't able to serve the Lord anymore, he must be totally lost.
看不到希望在哪里。
And not being able to see his hope.
我在想到这个时候，我就想起我当年预备想要考试到美国来出国的时候。
And I just remember when at the time I was getting ready to prepare for a test to come to the States.
我是90年准备要出国的，要到美国的。
I plan to come to the States in 1990.
我就考了托福，考了 GRE， 然后就申请美国学校。
So I took TOEFL and GRE, and then I applied for schools.
没有一个学校录取我。
No, the schools accepted me.
然后到了91年，我又考托福，又考 GRE。
So in 91, I repeated all the tests again.
然后又申请学校，还是没有学校录取我。
And I applied again, still none of the schools accepted me.
啊，第三年到了92年。
In 92.
我又考托福，又考 GRE，
again,
第三次。
The third time I took GRE TOEFL.
哦，这次我觉得我考得非常好的。
And this time I thought I did very well.
我申请了几十个美国的学校。
And I just applied scores of schools here.
到了八月份、九月份，你知道那个时候就是新生入学的时候了。
In August and in September, you know that's the time for orientation for new students.
没有一个学校录取我。
None of the school had accepted me.
你知道吗？连续三年，我把工作放下了，然后呢，那个时候我们老大都已经出生了。
Do you know that for 3 years I even laid aside my work and my firstborn, the first one of my children was born.
我们单位都知道我是出国迷。
And all the people at my organization would call me a fanatic who just wants to go to the States.
我们当时一起的出国迷全部都走了，就剩下我一个人。
And among all the fanatics who wanted to go to the States, all had left except me.
那天我拿到最后一封那个拒绝信的时候，你知道我干什么吗？
You know what happened on the very last day I received the last rejection letter from the school.
我坐电梯上到我们那个工单位的最高的层楼，当时我们单位在成都算是很高的楼，大概有9层吧，我忘了，很高的楼顶上。
And this is in Chengdu in China. I just took the elevator to the very top floor. It's really a very high building.
当然我没有勇气往下跳了。
However, I did not have the courage to jump down.
我是往上看。
I just looked upward.
我说老天爷，如果你存在的话。
Heaven, if you are there.
求你帮助我，我以后会信你的。
Help me, I will believe in you later on.
一个月以后，我收到一份唯一的录取通知。
And a month later, I did receive the only acceptance letter.
啊，是所谓的全奖，就是那个 RA， 你知道 Research Assistant。
And I got a full scholarship, RA scholarship.
两年以后我信了主。
And 2 years later, I believe in the Lord.
然后我受浸的第二天。
And the second day after I was baptized.
神对我说，你知道你第一次是什么时候求我的吗？
And God told me, did you remember when was the first time you pleaded with me?
他是在那个楼顶上。
Right on the very top of the building.
我早就忘了。
Which I had totally forgotten.
我想以西结当他在处在绝对那个失望那个非常绝望的情况的时候，
And I believe Ezekiel in his absolute despair and disappointment，
天向他开了。
At this time God, the heavens were opened，
神的灵降在他的身上。
And the hand of the Spirit of the Lord came upon him，
他看见了神的荣耀。
He saw the glory of God，
神从荣耀里边呼召以西结来做先知。
And in God's glory, God called Ezekiel to be his priest.
大家知不知道以西结是旧约里边一个非常特别的先知。
And do you know that Ezekiel is such a unique prophet in Old Testament?
他不光是先知，神也称他做人子，也称他做以色列的守望者。
Not only is he a prophet, God also called him the son of man and also the watchman.
当然我们今天没有时间来讲这些啊。
Of course, we do not have time today to go into all the
details. 但是有一点。
But one point is,
神要透过以西结。
That God through Ezekiel.
让那些当时那些极其悖逆的那些拜偶像的以色列人清清楚楚明明白白。
God wants to use Ezekiel to tell all those people extremely rebellious. to know this.
为什么他们会灭亡？
And why is it Israelites would be destroyed?
啊，神还借着以西结告诉当时地上的世界的那些列强们。
And also through Ezekiel, God wants to tell all the strong nations at that time.
他们一样的有大灾祸要临到他们。
In the same manner, the great disaster would soon come upon them.
神说这一切都是为了我荣耀的缘故。
And God said all these are for my glory.
要让以色列人知道我是耶和华。
So that Israelites would know that I am the Lord.
让世界所有的列国都知道我是耶和华。
So that the nations of the world would know that I am the Lord.
在那个艰难的环境的里面。
In that difficult environment,
以西结为了完成神给他的这个使命
，And Ezekiel, in order to fulfill the mission God has given to him,
他付出了极大的代价
，has paid such a great price.
你知道吗？他妻子，他心爱的妻子死了的时候，他不能悲痛的，不能流泪的。
Do you know that his beloved wife, when she died, Ezekiel is not allowed to, cry, to mourn, to shed any tears.
神要让他啊躺在这个侧躺啊，我们睡觉嘛都是。要翻身的，神说你只能侧躺着，左侧躺着390天这么躺着睡觉。
When we sleep, we usually turn and toss. But God tells Ezekiel, when you sleep, sleep on your left side and for 390 days.
一年多的时间这么侧躺着睡觉，躺在左侧面。
One year he has to lie in such a manner on his left side only.
然后在这个期间还只能吃用牛粪烤的饼。
And during that, all this period, he can only eat bread being baked over cow dung.
神开始说的是你要吃啊，在这个期间要吃人的大便烤的饼，人的粪，人粪烤的饼。
At the very beginning, that Ezekiel should eat bread baked over human waste.
390天这么吃。
And 390 days, he should eat bread baked in such a way.
以西结觉得太难了。
And Ezekiel.This is too hard.
神说那好吧，你就用牛粪烤饼。
That's why God said, okay, I will replace human waste with cow dung.
390天以后，神说你要还要向右面，又要侧卧40天。
And then God said, after 300 days, you should lie on your right side.
大家回去试试看，你躺过两个小时，你感觉是什么样？
I challenge you, just go back and you lie in such a way.How would you feel after 2 hours?
这一切以西结都默默地忍受了。
And with all this, Ezekiel accept very quietly.
他衷心地传递神要让他讲的话。
And faithfully, he preaches the word God wants him to say.
为什么他能做到？
And why is it that Ezekiel able to do so?
因为他看见了神的荣耀。
Because he saw God's glory.
那么以西结看见的神的荣耀是什么呢？
And what is the glory that Ezekiel saw?
那我来继续读下面的经文。
Let's continue to read the verses.
我想以西结第一章哈，以西结书第一章4节到28节都是讲到神的荣耀。
In chapter 1 of the book of Ezekiel, from verses 4 to 28, they all speak of God's glory.
我们没有时间把这个整章读完。
But we do not have time to finish the whole chapter.
我们就来选择几处读一下就可以了。
Therefore, we just highlight and we choose few verses here.
第一处在4节到5节。
Verses 4 to 5 is our first highlight.
我观看。见狂风从北方刮来，随着有一朵包括闪烁火的大云，周围有光辉，从其中的火内发出好像光耀的金晶。
Verse 4, Then I looked, and behold, a whirlwind was coming out of the north, a great cloud with raging fire engulfing itself, and brightness was all around it, and radiating out of its midst like the color of amber.Out of the midst of the fire.
又从其中显出四个活物的形象来，他们的形状是这样，有人的形象。
Also from within it came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man.
大家注意到这里讲到四个活物啊。
Take note that here the verses say four living creatures.
第15节到16节
Verses 15 and 16.
我正观看活物的时候，见活物的脸庞各有一轮在地上。
Now as I look at the living creatures, behold, A wheel was on the earth beside each living creature with its four faces.
轮的形状和颜色好像水苍玉，四轮都是一个样式，形状和做法好像轮中套轮。
The appearance of the wheels and their workings are like the color barrel, and all four have the same likeness. The appearance of their workings was as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel.
这两节经文讲到有四个轮子。
Here, two verses tell us there are four wheels.
26节到28节。
Verses 26 to 28.
在他们头以上的穹苍之上有宝座的形象，仿佛蓝宝石。在宝座形象以上有仿佛人的形状。
And above the firmament over the heads were the likeness of a throne, in appearance like a sapphire stone. On the likeness of the throne was a likeness with the appearance of a man high above it.
我见从他腰以上有仿佛光耀的金睛，周围都有火的形状，又见从他的腰以下有仿佛火的形状，周围也有光辉。
Also, from the appearance of his waist and upward, I saw, as it were, the color of amber, with the appearance of fire all around within it, and from the appearance of his waist and downward, I saw, as it were, the appearance of fire with brightness all around.
下雨的日子，云中红的形状怎样，周围光辉的形状也是怎样，这就是耶和华荣耀的形象。我一看见就伏伏在地，又听见一位说话的声音。
Like the appearance of a rainbow in a cloud on a rainy day, so was the appearance of the brightness all around it. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord.
以西结看见的神荣耀的形象。
Now Ezekiel saw the very image of God's glory.
是旧约圣经对神的荣耀最详细、最完整的描述。
And this is the most detailed and complete description of the glory of God in Old Testament.
那么我在这里只能做很简单的解释。
And I can only explain it very simply.
因为我自己的认识我的经历都非常有限。
Because my own understanding and my own experiences are so limited too.
大家注意到没有？其实就是以西结本人的话。
Have you noticed that even Ezekiel himself?
当他在描述自己所看见的荣耀。
As he describes the glory he saw.
简直就像我们中间一些年轻人说话一样。
The way he does it is very much.Like how our young people speak.
每说一句话两句话就是 it's like.
Oh, it's like. Okay. After, after our young people speak one or two sentences, they would say, it's like.
我经常跟他们纠正，我说你说那么多 like 干什么？
And I also correct them. Why do you repeat it's like?
从四节到二十八节总共有二十五节的圣经。
Now from verse 2 to verse 28, there are 25 verses here.
你知道原文里面有多少次 it's like 吗？有三十次的 it's like。
Do you know how many it's like in the original language? 30 times。
可能有的时候翻译成 likeness 嘛。
Sometimes it's translated as likeness。
中文比较丰富哈，中文就翻译成什么好像呢、仿佛呢、形状呢、形象呢，中文就用这样的词来代替那个 like。
And Chinese、likeness. Seems to be more rich in using different terms like it's like.Likeness and the form and as though it were.
我想为什么会这样呢？
And why is it so?
因为以西结所看见的神的荣耀实在是难以用人的言语来表达出来。
Because the glory of God that Ezekiel saw is simply impossible to be described by human language.
不要说神荣耀形象就连人的很多东西我们也很难用那个人的言语表达。
Not to mention that God's glory is hard to be described by human language. Even sometimes our human phenomena are very hard to be described by words.
最近我姊妹回到中国大陆一趟。
Now recently, my wife went to China.
她在重庆的时候吃那个重庆的一个自助餐。
And in Chongqing, she went to a cafeteria.
吃那个自助餐，那个叫 buffet.
Buffet.
Yeah.他打电话回来告诉我有多好吃。
And she called me back and told me, oh, how delicious the food.
她说非常好吃。
Really good.
我说怎么好吃？啊，就是好吃。
How good is it? Oh, she said, well, it's just good.
我说具体一点呢？
Be more solid.
比美国的好吃。
Better than buffet in America.
啊，比美国样式多，而且味道好。
And she said, oh, we have more varieties, more tasty.
反正好吃。
Period. It's just better. It's good.
我想以西结看见的神的荣耀的形象。
So here the very likeness of the glory of God that Ezekiel saw.
主要可以分成三个部分。
It basically could be divided into three parts.
一个是宝座。
One is the throne.
一个是四个活物。
The other, second is the four living creatures.
然后是四个轮子。
And four wheels.
那么那个宝座呢？
As to the throne.
主要是也是由三个部分组成的。
It's also composed of three parts.
首先是穹苍哈，大家想一想穹苍是什么
？First is the expanse. Can you think of what the expanse is?
穹苍的上面呢就是宝座了。
Above the expanse is the throne.
宝座的上面是个人。
And above the throne is one with the likeness as the Son of Man.
我们相信他就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And we believe that.He is our Lord.
因为他是神本体的真相，是神荣耀所发的光辉。
Because he is the brightness of the glory of God, and he is the express image of God's person.
他从宝座上掌管所有的一切。
Upon the throne, he rules all things.
那么在宝座以下，就是个穹苍的下面呢。
And underneath of this firmament, the expanse.
就是四个活物。
There are four living creatures.
每个活物都有四个面。
Every creature has four faces.
他们的正面、前面是人的面。
The front face is the face of a man.
然后这一面呢是狮子的面。
The face on this side, on the right side, is a lion.
然后左面是那个牛面，背后是鹰面。
And on the left side is a face of a ox.And on the back is the face of an eagle.
因为他们都在代表啊，代表神的那个受造物。
They all represent the created things by God.
注意到哈，他们是在宝座的下面，所以说他们是在一同的在承载、在背负神荣耀的宝座。
They're all under the throne, so together they receive and contain this the throne.
这个四个活物比较特别。
And These four living creatures are very special.
首先呢，它的形状呢，整个像人的形状。
And as a whole, their face is just like the face of a man.
只是多了四个翅膀。
Except that they have four wings.
它的正面，如果你看见它正面是个人的脸。
If you look at the front face of the living creature, it's a man's face.
当以西结看这个神荣耀这个形象的时候，他首先看到的不是宝座。他看见的是这个四个活物。
So when Ezekiel saw the glorious image first, not the throne, instead he saw the four living creatures.
知道吗？这个四活物哈，它因为是人的形状，所以就可以看到是人在承载神宝神的荣耀，神人是处在很关键的位置，而且是一开始就显出来的，就是表示人是神荣耀的见证。
And these four living creatures with a likeness of a man.And saw first the throne, and then you see that because they have this likeness of man's face, we know man is the pivot point, the very center of the glory of God. We are supposed to receive and contain the glory of God.
人是神荣耀见证，承载神荣耀见证的那个很关键的位置。
And we are in a very pivotal position.To testify the glory of God.
就是第一个部分宝座，第二部分是四个活物，第三个部分就是那个轮子。
So you see the first part is throne and the four living creatures, and now four wheels.
那个就是在四个活物的旁边各有一个轮子。
And also,
他们是着地的。
There are four wheels on the earth next to four living creatures.
他们是着地的，这很重要。
And the wheels touch the ground.
这表示神的荣耀不光是静止在天上不动。
So he tells us that the glory of the Lord is not sedentary in heavens only.
它是活动的，而且在地上。
Instead, the glory of God is active, is working in this world.
那么四个活物和四个轮子的那个 所有的那个行动都是用神的灵在掌管。
So four living creatures and four wheels are all controlled by the Spirit.
他们随灵而行啊。
They simply follow the Spirit.
大家明白这个神荣耀形象的那个大概的样子没有？
Do you understand the general sketch of the glory of God?
那么以西结他看见了神的荣耀的形象以后呢？
Now after Ezekiel saw this glory of God,
他人完全改变了。
Ezekiel was totally changed.
而且他影响了他那个世代所有的人。
And also he made such an impact on all the generations of his day.
圣经里面有很多这样的例子。
In the Bible, actually, we have so many examples like him.
比如说以色列人的先祖亚伯拉罕。
For example, like the father of Israelites, Abraham.
他原来是生活在一个拜偶像的地方，那是巴比伦的境内。
He used to live in Chaldea, in a place that worshipped all the idols.
但是当神的荣耀的神向他显现以后。
But after the God of glory appeared to Abraham.
他连根拔起。
He was uprooted completely.
就往神应许神指示他的那个应许地去了。
And he went to the land of promise.
他最后他成了信心之父，他的影响直到今天。
In the end, he became the father of faith. His influence continues even until today.
那么摩西他看见那个燃烧的荆棘的荣耀异象。
And also Moses saw the glorious vision of the burning bush.
啊，当时他已经是个80岁的老人了。
At that time he was 80 years old in the old guy.
而且他除了那个会放羊以外，什么都不能做了。
And besides shepherding sheep, he actually did not know what else to do.
但他竟然敢去带领几百万的以色列人从埃及出来。
But he should lead several millions of Israelites to leave Egypt.
还有保罗在大马色路上被大光照耀。
And also Paul was shown by a great light on the way to Damascus.
然后他就从一个残害基督徒的法利赛人。
And from a Pharisee who persecuted Christians.
他是个狂热的残害基督徒的人。
He was such a fanatic. He bent on destroying Christians.
变成了基督耶稣忠心的仆人。
And he became Christ Jesus, the faithful servant.
他历尽千辛万苦。
Through many toils and tales,
把耶稣基督的福音传遍了几乎整个罗马帝国。
He preached the gospel almost throughout the whole Roman Empire.
大家听到这里肯定会有个问题。
And after you have heard me up to this point, I'm sure you have this question.
像以西结啊，像摩西，像保罗这样的人。
Ezekiel, Moses, Paul, people like them.
那是神特别的拣选。
Were chosen especially by God.
他们改变了整个世代。
And they had changed their ages respectively.
当然他们能看，当然他们需要看见神的荣耀了。
Of course, they need to see the glory of God beforehand.
那我们呢？
What about us?
那我们呢？
What about us?
我们怎么可能和这些信心的伟人相比？
How could we possibly be compared with all these spiritual giants?
我们必须要承认，我们今天很少有人能像保罗、
We have to confess that very, very few of us will be like Ezekiel.
我们很少有人能够亲眼看见神的荣耀。
Very seldom that any of us would actually see God's glory with his or her own physical eyes.
但是呢，在平常的生活的里面，
But even so in our daily living,
我们对神的荣耀并非完全陌生的。
We are not totally foreign to the glory of God.
我们对荣耀并非完全陌生的。
As to the glory of God, we are not that unfamiliar with.
我说是 glory, 不是 glory of God.
The glory itself.
最近几年哈，我们可能大家都有份了，参加了好几次的那个婚礼。
I think in the past few years, we all attended several weddings.
当那个新娘穿着那个洁白的婚纱啊，踏着音乐缓缓地走进这个大厅的时候。
As the bride in his wedding gown. And entered the sanctuary slowly, her steps were synchronized with the music.
你知道吗？原来那个大厅里面，我记得参加 Jason 的婚礼啊，那大厅里面很多宾客嘛，所以非常嘈杂的，非常热闹的。
I remember I attended Jason's wedding, and in that sanctuary, in the beginning, there were so many people and kind of noisy.
等的时间特别久，那个时候好多等了好几个小时，一个小时。
And we waited a long time. I think it's more than an hour.
但是当新娘穿着那个洁白的那个婚纱缓缓地走进来的时候
，But the moment when the bride with her white gown entering the sanctuary，
整个大厅一下就安静下来。
All the sanctuary became quiet。
全体的嘉宾一起站起来。
All the guests would rise up。
我们眼睛都注目在美丽的新娘的上。
Everybody's eyes was focused on the beautiful bride。
当时啊，我觉得那个气氛啊，充满那个庄严、那个神圣的气氛在里面。
At that time, I just feel the ambience is so reverent and so holy。
我看我姊妹热泪盈眶的呢。
And I look at my wife, her eyes。
我看到很多姊妹都是在那个抹眼泪，当时。
And tears just welled up in her eyes, and a lot of sisters did the same thing.
大家知道吗？那是种圣洁的感觉。
Do you know? All know that that's just a feeling of holiness.
我想，我们如果要是看见神的荣耀的话，我们一定也有一种无比荣耀的感觉。
And I believe, should we actually see the glory of God, then we would also feel have this sentiment of this.Holiness beyond measure.
难怪那个先知以赛亚。
No wonder the prophet Ezekiel.
原来他觉得自己要比以色列人要好得多。
At the very beginning, he thought he was much better than the rest of the Israelites.
在开始的时候，他指责以色列人。
At the very beginning, he rebuked.
他说：“天哪，你们要听；地哪，你们要侧耳而听。”
Heavens hear, earth incline your ears.
以色列人如此悖逆啊，是行恶的种类。
Israelites were so rebellious. They are the race of evildoers.
当他第一次看见神的荣耀的时候，你知道
the very first time he saw God's glory.
你知道以赛亚的反应吗
？We were talking about the prophet Isaiah. Do you know what his reaction was?
祸哉，我灭亡了。
Woe is me, I am undone.
因为我自己的 我因为我是嘴唇不洁的
Because I have a man of unclean lips.
也住在不洁的嘴唇不洁的民中
And also I live among a people with unclean lips.
弟兄姊妹们圣洁是荣耀的特征之一
Brothers and sisters, holiness is one of the attributes of holiness.
我第一次在新泽西、上法庭
The very first time in New Jersey I went to the court.
我去交那个汽车开车的罚款单。
Now I went to pay my traffic ticket.
因为有很多 points， 我想把那个 points 拿掉，所以就上法庭。
Because I was supposed to get many points, and I'm trying to pay the fine to reduce the points.
当时有很多人跟我的情形都一样哈。
And on that day, there were many people just like me.
前面最前面的呢是一个重罪犯，戴着手铐脚链。
And at the very front of the line.Was a felon handcuffed.
当那个法官穿着那个法袍，威严地走进这个法庭的时候
，And when the judge in his judicial robe and entered the court in much dignity,
你们大家上过法庭没有
？Have you ever been to a court？
马上全体起立，对不对
？All of a sudden, everybody stood up.
还有一种那种公义压顶的感觉
，And you just have this feeling as though the justice is crashing down on your head.
所以当轮到我，法官问我：“你有罪吗
？”So when it's my turn, the judge asked me, "Do you plead guilty?"
我说有罪。
And I say guilty.
他说：“好吧，那 point 给你拿掉，去交罚款，交钱。
”Okay, I will take off your points. Go pay your fine.
你知道吗？如果我们要是看见神的荣耀
，Do you know that should we actually see the glory of God?
一定有一种啊，那无比的公义压在你顶上的感觉。
You will have this feeling as though this cloud of justice crashing down on your head, and it's beyond measure.
难怪那个以西结和保罗这样的人，当他们看见神的荣耀，你知道他们反应是什么
？No wonder Paul and Ezekiel, when they saw the glory of God, you know what their reaction was?
他们趴在地上的。
They fell down on the ground.
为什么趴在地上
？Why did they prostrate themselves?
圣经说是伏在地。
They fell down on the ground.
公义是神荣耀的第二个特征。
Because justice, righteousness is the second characteristic of God's glory.
我们每个人的一生一世。
Throughout all our lifetime.
不管你是相信耶稣也好，不信耶稣也好。
Whether you're a believer or not, whether you believe in Jesus or not.
你是蒙祝福也好，或者说遭遇不测，甚至遭遇咒诅的好。
Whether you're blessed or cursed or you encountered many disasters.
知道吗？都与神的荣耀有关。
Do you know all these are related to the glory of God?
谁能够想得到？
Who can imagine this?
一个生来瞎眼的人。
A person who is born blind.
一个在瘫痪了三十八年的人。
A person who is paralyzed for 38 years.
一个生病死了四天。生病死了四天的人
who died, 4 days because of the sickness,
后来发现原来是为了神的荣耀
and later on we know, realize that all these incidents are for the glory of God
所以我们在我们的日常生活的里面
therefore in our daily life
虽然我们肉眼不一定看见神的荣耀
even though in our physical eye we may not see the glory of God
圣经怎么说
what is the Bible
无论你做什么
whatever you do
都要为荣都应该为荣耀神而行。
Do it to the glory of God.
无论你是吃你是喝
Whether you eat or drink,
都应该为荣耀神而行。
Drink, eat to the glory of God.
约伯啊约伯是一个非常正直的人。
Job is an extremely righteous person.
我们大家都知道约伯对不对
We all know about him, right?
他是凡事敬畏神远离恶事。
He's the one in all things. He is righteousness. He's righteous and shuns all evil.
这就是荣耀神，你知道吗
？Do you know this is to glorify God?
但是
，but
但是约伯只是风闻有神。
But Job only has heard of God in his hearing.
可能跟我们今天在座的比，还不如我们呢。
Maybe comparing to with us, he's not.He actually fares worse than we.
但是突然有一天
And then all of a sudden, one day,
一连串的大灾难降在他的身上，降在他家人的身上。
A series of disasters came upon him and his family members.
在巨大的痛苦的里面
In this great excruciating anguish,
约伯仍然坚持相信神。
Job continued to insist on believing God.
知道吗？因着他这样的行为
And do you know, because of his deed like this,
我们的神得到了荣耀
Our God is glorified
撒旦蒙了羞辱
And Satan is humiliated
而约伯呢
What about Job?
约伯呢当然他不知道背后的属灵征战
Of course, Job did not know anything about the spiritual warfare behind the scenes
所以他埋怨神
Therefore he complained against God.
他觉得神对他不公平。
Because he felt God was not fair to him.
但是
However,
当神从旋风里面向约伯对约伯说话的时候
When God spoke to Job in a whirlwind,
约伯看见了神的荣耀。
When Job actually saw God's glory,
在神的圣洁和公义的面前
In his righteousness, in his holiness,
你知道约伯的回答是什么吗
Do you know what Job's answer was?
我从前风闻有你。
In the past, I have heard of you in the hearing of my ear.
我现在亲眼看见你。
But now my eye sees you.
因此我厌恶我自己。
Therefore, I abhor myself.
我在尘土和灰尘、炉灰里面懊悔。
I repent in dust and ash heap.
神让约伯遭遇这么多的苦难。
God allowed Job to experience all these hardships.
目的就是要让约伯。
There's only one purpose.
不能够满足于只是风闻有神。
That's to cause Abel not being satisfied. That's to cause Job not being able to be satisfied with the state of hearing of God only.
不能够满足于觉得自己还不错。
He would not be satisfied with the state thinking he is pretty good.
约伯需要看见神的荣耀。
Job needed to see God's glory.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
今天神要同样的带领我们。
In a like manner, God leads us the same way.
神绝不愿意我们每一个人今天只是停留在风闻有神的角的地步。
God does not will that each one of us is only staying at the state in which you just hear of him in the hearing of your ear.
我们再来读两次的圣经。
Let's read two more passages.
马太福音第二十四章。
Matthew 24.
马太福音第二十四章
Matthew 24
三十节到三十一节
Verses 30 and 31
马太福音第二十四章三十节
Matthew 24:30
那时人子的兆头要显在天上地上的万族都要哀哭他们要看见人子有能力有大荣耀驾着天上的云降临
Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory
当人子在他荣耀里同着众天使降临的时候要坐在他荣耀的宝座上
And he will send his angels with a greatsound of a trumpet and they will gather together his elect from the four winds and also verse 21 the
sun 24章31节
yes
哦那我的中文是当人子在他荣耀显现的时候
When the Son of Man appears in His glory,
要着众天使降临
and all the angels will come with Him.
这节在哪里呢？他在他荣耀的宝座上，我可能这些圣经可能是二十五章吧，三十一节是不是？哦，二十五章三十一节。
Excuse us, it's 25:31.
当对，三十二十五章三十一节。
25:31。
当人子在他荣耀里，同着众天使降临的时候，要坐在他荣耀的宝座上。
When the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then He will sit on the throne of His glory.
好，罗马书第八章。
And Romans chapter 8.
十七节到十八节。
17 and 18.
罗马书第八章第十七节，既是儿女，变为后嗣，就是神的后嗣，与基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
Romans 8:17, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together.
我想现在的苦楚若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀就不足见义了。
18. For I consider that sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
神不光要我们看见他的荣耀。
Not only does God want us to see his glory.
而且还要我们一同与基督一同得到他的荣耀。
But also he wants us together with his son to receive the glory.
讲到这里我想有两点需要大家记在心里面。
On this point, I believe there are two points you need to put into your heart.
第一
First,
荣耀是单单属于神的。
Glory belongs to God alone.
不管是天上的荣耀还是地上的荣耀。
Regardless of this heavenly or earthly glory.
圣经说国度、权柄、荣耀全都是神的。
For the Bible says the kingdom, the glory, and the power all belong to him.
撒旦曾经是天使长。
Satan was once the archangel.
他就像那个四个活物中的一个那样。
He was very much like the four living creatures.
他是如此的靠近神的荣耀
he was so close to
甚至是在 神的荣耀的里面
Actually, he was in the glory of God.
但是为什么变成撒旦
Why did he, turned into Satan?
他要想把神的荣耀抢占为自己所有
Because he wanted to usurp God's glory as his own
与至上者同等
He wanted to be equal with God
我们人在神的受造物的里面。
Among all of God's creation, man.
我们是最蒙神爱、最蒙神祝福的。
Is the most blessed and beloved.
为什么我们也犯，后来也犯了罪，也亏去了神的荣耀
？But why is it that we also later on sinned and fell short of the glory of God?
因为亚当夏娃，
Because Adam,
他们想要和神一样。
They also wanted to be equal with God.
就吃了分别善恶树上的果子。
They ate of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
所以我们人绝不能够把荣耀占为己有。
So man should never use of God's glory as your own.
包括地上的荣耀在内。
This includes the earthly glory too.
我们也不能够把荣耀归给任何一个人。
Nor should we give glory to anyone.
我们当年彼得和三个门徒在变化山上的时候，
In those days when Peter and the other two disciples they were on the mountain of the transfiguration,
他们看见我们的主得到了荣耀。
And as they saw the glorified Christ,
彼得很高兴啊。
And Peter was so elated.
就对我们的主说。
So he said to our Lord,
他说在这里真好。
He said, it is good to be here.
如果你愿意啊，他还对主还很尊敬的。
And it seems that he revered our Lord and said, if you're willing,
我在这里搭三个棚。
I will build three tabernacles here.
三个棚，其中的一个为你。
One of the three tabernacles is for you.
就在他说话还没说完的时候，
While he was speaking, not finishing his words,
有一片光明的云彩移到他们的头上。
A bright cloud came over their heads.
然后有声音从云里边出来说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And this voice coming from the cloud said, this is my beloved in whom is all my delight.
你知道三个门徒当时的反应吗？
Do you know the reaction of the three disciples?
他们极其害怕。
They were exceedingly afraid.
吓得扑倒在地。
They were so terrified, they simply prostrated themselves on the ground.
那是公义压顶的感觉。
And they really had this feeling that the righteousness was now crashing down on their heads.
荣耀单单是属于我们神的。
Therefore, glory belongs to our God alone.
单单是属于我们的主耶稣基督的。
And belongs to our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是第一点我们要记在心里。
This is the first thing we need to remember in our heart.
第二点呢？
The second point is,
我们的神自己他自己愿意和我们分享他的荣耀。
Our God himself takes delight to share his glory with us.
当年在西乃山上，
At that time on Mount Sinai,
神让摩西邀请亚伦和以色列的70个长老。
God allowed Moses to invite Aaron and the 70 elders of Israel
上到西乃山的半山腰，
To come up to halfway of the mountain,
在那里观看神的荣耀。
There they beheld the glory of God.
他们一边看一边吃一边喝。
On the one hand they beheld the glory of God, and on the other hand they ate and drank.
圣经说神的手不加害于他们。
And the Bible says the hand of God did not stretch out against them.
不加害以色列的尊者。
Again, did not stretch out, God did not stretch out his hands against the nobles of Israel.
今天我们都是神的儿女。
Now today, we're all children of God.
大家知道吗？在灵的里面，我们可以随时随地的。
Do you know that in the spirit, at any time, anywhere?
我们可以随时随地的进到天上的至圣所的里面。
We actually come before the most holy place in heaven.
那里是神荣耀充满的地方。
Where God's glory fills it all.
但是我们很少有人进去。
Seldom anyone of ever have been there.
我们对那个地方非常陌生。
Because that place is so foreign to us.
难怪啊。
No wonder.
难怪今天我们觉得看见神的荣耀是件很稀奇的事情。
We feel this is such a rarity to see the glory of God.
在历史上
In history,
有很多的弟兄姊妹
there are so many brothers and sisters,
像劳伦斯盖恩夫人
like Brother Lawrence, Madame Guillaume,
还有何淑恩姊妹
and also Sister Margaret Berger,
他们都是一直活在至圣所里面的
they all live in the most holy place
他们非常亲近神
they were so close to God
所以他们充满了神荣耀的同在。
Therefore, they were always filled with the presence of God's glory.
连那些接触到他们那些周围的弟兄姊妹。
Even those brothers and sisters who came into contact with them,
也能够感到神荣耀的同在
could also feel the presence of God's glory.
那么今天对于我们
Now today to all of us,
为什么是什么原因使我们拦阻了我们啊看见神的荣耀
Why is it? What's the reason that hinders us to see the glory of God?
我想有两个原因
And I believe there are two reasons to this.
外在的原因就是我们的罪
The external reason is our sin.
就是我们所犯的罪。
The sins we have committed.
我想借着主的宝血啊，我们就可以被洁净。
And I believe, I know that through the Lord's precious blood, we will all be cleansed.
我们的良心被洁净，我们就可以进到至圣所的里面。
After our conscience is purged, then we are able to come to the Holy of the Holiest.
但是我们为什么还是很少进去呢
？But why so seldom do we actually go into the most holy place?
为什么呢
？Why？
第二个原因。
Now here is the second reason to this.
是内在的原因。
And that's an internal reason.
就是我们自己。
That is ourselves.
我们的自己占据了我们的心思，我们的情感。
Ourselves is have so occupied our minds and thoughts.
占据了我们的魂，我们再也没有地方给神了。
Our soul.
我们没有地方给神。
We have no room for God.
而且我们各自己还特别喜欢荣耀。
And especially, we just love to have glory.
我们喜欢被人尊敬。
Because we love to be respected by
被人爱戴。
To be adored by them.
甚至被人崇拜。
Even to be worshipped by them.
这是高级的荣耀。
And this is a glory of higher rank.
很多人还喜欢金钱、地位、权力，这是低级的荣耀。
We love the lower rank, such as money, position, fame.
要胜过自己哈，只有一条路。
Now there is only one way to overcome ourselves.
就是十字架。
And that is the cross.
我想我们的主是十字架的先锋。
And I believe that our Lord is the forerunner of the cross.
他当初放下天上的荣耀，在地上做了奴仆。
Then he let go of all the heavenly glory, and on earth he became a bond slave.
大家知道吗？我们的主在地上的时候，有多少次人想要推他做王
？Do you know how many times on earth, while our Lord was in his flesh, that people tried to push him and make him a king?
他是完全，但是他完全拒绝从人来的荣耀。
But he rejected the glory from man entirely.
他自己卑微。
He himself, he humbled himself.
存心顺服，以至于死。
Obedient to the point of death.
以至于死在十字架上。
Even the death of the cross.
那结果是什么
？And what is the result?
神将他升为至高。
God has highly exalted him.
又赐给了他超乎万民之上的名。
And has given him this name that is above every name.
主耶稣今天邀请我们也背起十字架来跟随。
Lord Jesus today also invites us to take up our own cross.
要和他一同受苦。
To follow him, to suffer with him.
什么苦
？What kind of suffering?
大家自己想过没有是什么苦
？Have you ever thought of this suffering?
知道吗？十字架是羞辱。
Do you know this that the cross is simply a symbol of shame?
我们的主耶稣在十字架被钉死的时候，你知道吗？他是赤裸裸的。
When our Lord Jesus was hung on the cross, do you know he was naked?
因为他的礼仪已经被分了嘛。
Because his inner
现在今天人想象的是好像有个遮羞布在那里。
His inner tunic was divided already. So today, as we think of him hung on the cross, we think there is some tunic covering over his body.
背十字架就是羞辱自己。
So take up your cross means to humiliate yourself.
就是否定自己。
To deny yourself.
那当然苦了。
Of course, it's very grinding to do so.
但是背十字架的结果却是荣耀的。
But the outcome of taking up the cross is glory.
我们要与基督一同得荣耀。
Together we will be glorified with Christ.
以西结保罗啊，他们所看见的那个大异象、大荣耀。
The great vision and the glory that Paul and Ezekiel saw.
大家知道吗？还不是神荣耀的全部。
Do you know that's not the entirety of the glory of God?
一个更大的荣耀，更完全的荣耀。
There is a greater, more complete glory here.
即将要降临在这个地上。
And it's about to descend upon the earth.
这个荣耀超过任何的时候，任何人以往任何人都看见。
This glory will surpass any glory at any time being seen by man on the earth.
我们在座的每一个人都有机会。
And every single one here, sitting here, has a chance to see it.
我们都可能看见这个荣耀。
It's very possible we will see this great glory.
这个荣耀就是我们的主的再来。
And this glory is the second coming of our Lord.
圣经告诉我们。
And as the Bible teaches,
当人子的兆头要显在天上。
When the signs of the Son of Man appear in heaven,
不光是我们，地上的万族都会看着这个荣耀。
Not only just us, but all the nations of the earth will see this.
我们的主耶稣坐在他荣耀的宝座上。
And our Lord Jesus will sit in His glorious throne.
带着大能力、大荣耀降临到这个地方。
With great power and glory coming down to this world.
弟兄姊妹知道吗？当年那个老约翰啊，使徒约翰。
Brothers and sisters, do you know this? And in those days, that old Apostle John.
他曾经预尝到、预先看见到这个荣耀，或者这个荣耀的前奏。
Actually, foresaw and foretasted this prelude of glory of God.
那个，这是记载在启示录的第一章。
And this is recorded in Revelation chapter 1.
即使是这个荣耀的前奏啊。
Even the prelude of this glory.
大家知道当时约翰看见以后他的反应是什么
？What John's reaction when he saw it?
我们都知道使徒约翰在变化山上曾经看见过主的荣耀。
We all know that Apostle John at one time.Saw the glory of God on
the
Mount of Transfiguration.
他也是最亲近我们主耶稣基督的使徒。
And he is the apostle who was most intimate with our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是当他看见审判的主降临的样子。
But when he saw the glorious Lord of Judgment.
如此的荣耀，如此的圣洁。
And so holy, so glorious.
他竟然害怕的扑通一下跌倒在地，像死了一样。
And he was so terrified, he slipped down to the ground as though he was dead.
我们的主走到前面去，用右手按着他。
And our Lord moved forward and laid his right hand upon John.
对他说，不要惧怕。
And said to him, do not be afraid.
我相信在那一刻。
I believe at that specific moment.
约翰被主的爱充满了。
John was filled with the love of the Lord.
所以在他后来的约翰一书，他这样写道
Therefore, in the first John, he wrote in such a way,
在爱里没有惧怕。
In love, there is no fear.
爱是神荣耀的第三个特征。
So love is the characteristic of glory, the third one.Third characteristic of God's glory.
好像神的圣洁、公义和爱都是神荣耀的性情。
And we know that His holiness, His love, His righteousness, they are all attributes of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天正处在这个荣耀的降临过程之中。
Today we are right in this process of seeing this glory coming down to the world.
用不了多久，我们就会和我们的主面对面。
It won't be much longer than we will see God face to face.
有的人会欢喜，有的人会哀哭。
Some will rejoice, others will mourn.
如果我们肯背起十字架。
If we are willing to take up a cross,
和主一同受苦的话
if we are willing to suffer together with him,
我相信圣灵会帮助我们的
I believe the Holy Spirit will help us.
我们一定能够成为一个得胜者
We will become overcomers.
胜过我们自己
We will be able to overcome ourselves.
我们就要一同进入我们的主的荣耀的里面
Together we will enter into the glory of the Lord.
好吧，我们低头祷告
Shall we bow our heads and pray?
我们的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Lord, we thank you and praise you.
谢谢你在十字架为我们所成就的这么大的救赎。
We thank you for having accomplished such a great redemption on the cross.
给我们信心，我们盼望和爱。
having given us this faith, hope, and love.
巴不得你能继续借着你的荣耀来吸引我们。
May it be that you continue to draw us through your glory.
背起十字架来跟随你。
To take up the cross to follow you.
不轻看每一天每一件事情临到我们身上。
We will not belittle the every day, every single event that has come to us.
凡事为荣耀神而行。
In all things, we walk to the glory of God.
主啊，我们相信你必然要让我们见到你的荣耀。
Lord, we believe that you will let us see your glory.
得到你的荣耀。
And receive your glory.
你保守所有来到你面前的弟兄姊妹。
Watch over all the brothers and sisters who have come before you.
我们在地上精心等候。
On earth, we will watch and we will wait for you.
直到你的再来。
Until your coming.
一同进入你的荣耀的里面。
Together we will enter the glory, your glory.
我们把我们心中的感谢、赞美和荣耀都归给你。
We just want to offer to you all the thanksgiving and praise and worship in our hearts to you.
这样祷告是奉耶稣、是奉你宝贵的圣名。
In your precious holy name, we ask.
Amen.
Amen.